BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. Am I part of Jesus is all? Jesus, Paul reminds, died for all, verses 14 and 15. But who are the all? Are they everyone who has ever lived, is living, and will live? Is it all who say, I believe in God, or I believe in a God, or I believe in God? Is it all who attend a congregation and or a religious group? Is it the kind-hearted, those who love their family and friends, those who are charitable? Is the all Jesus died for those who celebrate their freedom to make choices and are grateful for this? The definition of all does not contain any of these. Defining just who Jesus died for is understanding why he died and what his death did. Jesus died so all could die to sin and self. Jesus died, quote, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again, verse 15. Jesus, in a sense, died for all mankind, but not all mankind dies to sin and self. Most deny the presence and work of Jesus' Spirit, and so his death bears no fruit in their lives. Away from me, which Jesus said, means all mankind won't be affected by the actions of his death. They do not die and thus will not live with Christ. They are dead, remain dead, and will physically die. Jesus said in the previous chapter, quote, we always carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. Jesus died for all, but not all die for Jesus.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.